What I'd like to do is spend a few minutes, and because everybody says, oh, you can contribute and so on and so forth, but it's rarely specified as exactly how you can contribute. So here's a few things for the audience members who perhaps want to help expose the scumbaggery of chemtrail engineering but are unable to do so or to think about it. First lesson, you don't need anybody's help to start protesting and doing something about chemtrail geoengineering. You need nobody's help, okay? Not to start. To continue, frack yes. I will admit that. Had I not been given the support that I have been, I would have done virtually nothing by comparison to what I have done. Secondly, that's if you have absolutely no compulsion. You haven't started doing anything yet. There are many, many things you can do. So first of all, you've got to be informed, or at least a little bit informed, enough to have at least a little bit of a conversation about it. In your daily life, you will encounter people all the time, and you can speak to them about chemtrail geoengineering whenever there is one above you. It is the perfect opportunity to point up in the sky and just waver some random strangers over and just go, hey, look at that. What is that? You know, it's a chemtrail. Have you guys ever heard of this? You know, that kind of thing. Conversations, very, very good, because as a former telemarketer, I understood that the person-to-person conversation contact was the most powerful form of getting people interested into it. Anybody can watch a documentary, and the documentaries are absolutely good, and that's another way that you can help people into. You can give out DVDs. You can print flyers. Many, many, many websites currently on the World Wide Web have templates for all of these sorts of things. So if you have minor resources, such a few dollars for printing costs and what have you, you can carry around a wee stack of these and just hand them out to people in your street. You can make a sign out of cardboard and a felt tip pen and just stand on the corner yelling about it. Just don't do nothing. Don't do nothing. Hijack the mainstream media. Did you know, or at least this is the case in New Zealand, that if you call up a mainstream talk radio station and you mention the name of a politician, that politician will be sent a transcript about it. You can call up, mention a name of a, I don't know, I suppose in New Zealand the environment minister would be Nick Smith, who was famously exposed in, I think it was What in the World Are They Spraying, saying that, oh, these contrails are just jet engines, okay? And you can mention his name, talk about chemtrails. Even if that mainstream media talk show host hangs up on you in minutes, he'll still get a transcript. What if not just you, but another person? Maybe even get two or three mates or something like that with your cell phones and call them up while you're sitting in a room, egging each other on to do it, okay? There is a will and there is a way, and you can contribute. Now, that's just doing things personally without including really anybody else in the process. It's about waking people up, about enforcing that will to expose chemtrail geoengineering on all of those people around you. Once you've advanced from that, once you realize that you have personal power, that you don't actually need somebody's help, then you can start advancing into the areas where you can work with people. And you will realize that you're so much stronger together because you didn't need them in the first place. And that so everything that you do with other people becomes an improvement on everything that you could do by yourself. And it encourages you to do even more and more and more. It's an exponential scale of scumbaggery exposing potential. All right? Dana, have I missed anything?
I don't think you have. And again, if people initially, as you said, they can do something right now, and one of those steps is just to simply learn enough. Nobody has to try to spend 10 or 12 years on it like some of us, but learn enough to have a grasp of just how dire the situation is and just how critical this one particular battle is, so that you understand that spending the time to do everything you just described is meaningful. It matters. And for every single person you help wake up, every single person that, whose field of vision you help expand and understand the situation, is taking one more step in the right direction for life on Earth, for humanity. And it's imperative that we all engage in this effort. And this is the issue. This is the issue of our time that must be dealt with. Again, even connected to nuclear catastrophe, which we're facing now as well, we cannot possibly think our way out of that situation unless we're firing on all neurons. And we're not going to be firing on all neurons for much longer if we continue to be exposed to geoengineering. So it's not only tearing the planet's life support systems apart, it's daily further inhibiting our ability to function and think clearly. So this is the battle. This is the battle. This is why some of us have focused all on this battle, because it rationally is the most important battle. So again, would not have a voice without people like you, Vincent. I'm very, very grateful that you're out there, and we'll continue to try to interact in any way we can. But everything you described are steps people should take, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And of course, if you don't have the time, or let's say the social grace to go out and be at the forefront and things of that nature. I mean, a lot of people just don't have the personality. Me, I'm a very, very arrogant, self-centered person to a degree, and so naturally I'll become a radio show host, except I use my negative attributes to get in the mind of my enemy and to do the direct opposite of everything that my instincts tell me to do, because I know that my instincts are wrong. Do you know what I'm saying? You kind of, I think there's a saying in the Marines is, we trim the fat off of our soul, and as I forget the rest of the quote. It was quite brilliant. But anyway, I think it's like you got to challenge yourself, and you'll find out, sure enough, so long as you actually do step out that freaking door, so long as you do open your mouth, so long as you do print that flyer, pick up that telephone in service to humanity, you will find that you are capable of things that you never even dreamed possible, that your strength will grow, it will not wane, and your compulsion to help even more people will be emboldened by the power that you find within yourself as a result of even just trying in the first place. As Yoda said, try not, do or do not, there is no try.
I like that. And that's certainly, in this equation, is that's the method in which we must think. And also people should remember this, that 10 years ago, this was a much more difficult battle, because, I had nobody listening to me. I was literally screaming at the moon. But now, events are so advanced, the disruption of the weather patterns, the knowledge of this, it's now becoming easier by the day. And for those that are fearful of any ridicule or any lack of acceptance or rejection, the seeds they plant will very soon find fertile ground. As things continue to unravel, as this issue becomes impossible to keep hidden, the lump won't fit under the rug, people should take strength in that whatever ridicule they get, whatever rejection they get, will be short-lived, as those around them are forced to wake up. They will not have a choice for much longer. The walls are closing in by the day. So the time of action, the time for action is now. We don't have tomorrow, but those people that are out there that don't know about this issue, and there's still plenty that have never even heard of it, we have to reach them. We have to reach them soon.